I will say the funniest thing about these. I never thought I would be buying $100 jeans.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
It's worth it for American made.
You know,
women's jeans are almost that much.
Here's what I looked at. You can't hardly buy a pair of jeans for less than $60. So it's $40 more, and I expect at least 5 years out of my pair of jeans. That's $8 extra a year. That's 0.6 cents or 0.6 of a dollar, 60 cents a month.
And they're nice, sturdy
that.
Jeans, too.
They're
going to last.
I think they'll
years.
Last a lot longer than 5 years.
Yeah, you too. Well, and you're the way you and Dad wear clothes, I'd have to say that's probably true. Until they're threadbare. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just retired a pair of jeans I bought for a wedding back in 08. What was that? Well, 9 years ago?
Good for you for being able to wear them.
Good for you for retiring them.
I try to throw Dad's clothes away and he gets them back out of the trash. I'm like, really?
I had to get something else. My lunchbox, it was one of those where, you know, you push on the top and it goes mm-hmm. to the left or the right, you know, mm-hmm. look. That latch broke. And after about the third time of getting out of the truck and grabbing my lunchbox and stepping out and the weight inside the ice chest not being right and it folds over and spills out on the ground, like, all right, I'm going to buy an ice chest. Without thinking about it, I went to a certain location that sells just outdoor equipment or outdoor sporting goods. And I looked at them and I said, hey, I like that one. It looks best. And I picked it up and I'm walking to the checkout. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't check the labeling on it. And so I'm looking around and finally find it. Nope, sure enough, made in China. I'm like, nope. I walk back to the cooler section. I put it back on the shelf. Both other brands they had there, all made in China. Walked out of the store, went back to work, got on rosieonthehouse.com, clicked on our plethora of resources that we have, and started digging around and found a couple options. Now, all of these I'm about to list do have products that are outsourced because they're all companies that are pretty big and are international companies. So they have other manufacturing in other parts of the world. But if you make sure when you pick them up and you look at the product on the label, and it's you'll find American made. Perfect example. When I went to Ace Hardware, I got my Igloo, still out of Houston, Texas.
Igloo coolers are still made in America.
They are.
Yep.
The hard ones are. They had a soft pack one that was made in China. You got to watch when you go to soft pack. A lot of soft packs are outsourced because a lot of our textile has gone off. But the plastic Igloo cooler, still made in America. I went and got, you know, the freezer packs that they put in it.
Yes.
The Igloo brand was made in China. So you've got an Igloo cooler made in America, but the freezer pack was made in China. Well, right next to it was Lufoam Industries, and it was made in Maryland. So I bought an Igloo ice chest and a Lufoam freezer pack. And I created an article under our American-made products and our do-it-yourself question-answer resources. I've got American-made jeans now and American-made coolers, and we still have our great American-made resource guide listing.
You know, I was on the internet shopping, and I don't very often go on internet shopping, but I was actually shopping for some forms on the IRS website. If you ever want to just really get happy, go on to irs.gov.
Oh,
how
could
that make you happy?
I'm serious. They have lots of pictures of people on that website, and I promise you, they've all got feathers in their underwear. They look like the happiest people. There are like ear to ear grins showing everybody on the IRS website. Go to irs.gov and take the challenge. They are the happiest people on the planet. It's like a fairy tale.
They're the ones receiving. They're not the ones paying. That's who they're taking pictures of.
I don't know. It's pictures of the agents and it's pictures of the homeowners.
They're working on their image.
They are happy, happy, happy. I was surprised. But it does take you by a bit of a surprise. boy.
Why am I on the right side?
These are the happiest people I've ever seen.
Nice.
So I got my forms ordered, so I got what I needed. But anyway, hey, y'all stay tuned. We've got John J. Harper in studio. We'll be going to the outdoor living segment of the show at 8 o'clock. You know, those calls often line up, and people say they only get busy signals. So if you've got a project or a question about anything having to do with your yard, your garden, your landscaping, your trees, whatever it is, you can go ahead and get online now. We'll put you on hold, and John Jay will get right to you. 1-888-767-4348. The 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit about just open line, what it is that you want to talk about. If you're trying to tackle a project around your house or your home or your castle or your cabin, give us a ring. We got a lot of questions just this last week about people, you know, starting to think about with the weather warming up the way it is, you know, what are the proper things I need to do to get up there and open my, you know, cabin back up. Seemed like we were just closing them up not too long ago, but all the second home wave of people, we get those questions now pretty much between now and May. And then starting in May, we get the super cooling questions. We're not taking any super cooling questions until May. So with all that said, we'd like to invite you to get over to rosieonthehouse.com and register for your staycation. It's the only place on the planet you can win a three-day vacation in Arizona, all expense paid. Sponsored by Sanderson Ford and our friends at Arizona Highways and the Arizona Office of Tourism. Go get registered. We pick a winner every single month. Did you see the book the last staycation winner sent us?
It's hard to give them away, huh?
Oh,